Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 23rd day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Ches. A person who says, Kiddushti es biti, he says, I accepted Kiddushin for my daughter. Or he says, Kiddushtiha v'gerashtiha kishikdana. I was mekabel Kiddushin for her, and I also received the divorce of her. When all this happened, when she was a ketana, when she was under 12. V'harihi ketana. And now when he says, when the father says this, she's still a ketana. She's still a minor, under 12. The truth is that even though the Mishnah says ketana, lav davka doesn't really mean only a ketana. That would apply also if she was a nara, if she was 12 already, as long as she's not 12 and a half. Because until she's 12 and a half, until she's a bogeres, when she's just a ketana or a nara, he has the power to mekadosh it. He has the power to accept a kedushin now. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Namon, he's believed. When he says, I was mekadosh my daughter, he's believed that she will now be forbidden to any other person except for the man that he said he was mekadosh to. And when he says, I was mekadosh and I accepted her divorce as well, he is also believed that she is now mutter, and she's now out of the kiddushin, and she is allowed to marry anyone, but she cannot marry a kohen. Why is the father believed? Because the father's believed, since he can do that with his daughter, as long as she's not a bogeres, as long as she's not yet 12 and a half, she's not out of his jurisdiction. But, says the Mishnah, if he says, I accepted the kiddushin for my daughter, she was married, and then gerashtiha, I accepted the gerushin, the divorce, and this all happened kishiktana, when she was a minor, or an ara for that matter. Vahrihi gedoyla, but now she's a gedoyla. Now gedoyla here does not mean 12. Here gedoyla means she's a bogeres. She's already 12 and a half, i.e. she's now not in the jurisdiction of the father. If the father wanted to, he couldn't do anything now. Since now he could not accept kiddushin for her, or gerushin for her, therefore ain't an amon. He's not believed to make her apostle for kohuna. We do not believe him. And for sure, if he says only, I was mekadisha, he's not believed to make her prohibited to every person. Why? Because since now he couldn't do it, therefore, we don't trust him. We don't give him namonis. We don't give him the trust that he did it when she was under his jurisdiction. If she still was under jurisdiction, that would be different, like the first case. But not if she's already out of his jurisdiction. He can't now tell us a story about what happened when she was a ketana that we will not accept. Continues the Mishnah. Nishbeis uftisio. What happens if he says, my daughter was captured among the goyim, I redeemed her, I ransomed her, and now, by doing so, he wants to make her unfit to marry a kohen, because a shvuyah is not allowed to marry a kohen, because there is a sofik zayna, there's a sofik, there's a doubt that perhaps she was raped, and therefore that makes her unfit for a kohen. Says the Mishnah, bein shehi ketana, bein shehi gedola, whether she is now a minor, whether she's already a gedola, she's already a bogeres, it makes no difference. Ain and Ammon, he's not believed either way. He's not believed. Even when she's now a ketana, she's now a minor, he's not believed to make her apostle for kohana. Because the Torah only gave namonos, only gave trust to the words of the father in relation to marriage, not in relation to other things, such as shavuyah, being captured or not, to make her apostle for kohana. No, we won't believe that. We cannot accept his words. Misha Omer Bishas Misosa Yeshli Bonim. Person who said at the time that he was dying, look, I've got children, and therefore my wife does not need Yibum. My wife does not have to go through the levirate marriage or Chalitza. There's no problem. I've got children. They're living overseas or wherever they're living, but I've got children. And the halach, of course, is that if a man has children, there's no Yibum. There's no worries at all about Yibum. She can marry who she wants, the widow. Namon, we say he's believed. And he's believed even if we know that he's got brothers. And those brothers would have been eligible for Yibum, to do Yibum if he had no children. He's still believed to say that he has children, and that his wife is free from any connection to Yibum or Chalitza, doesn't need it. And why is that? It's because he's not uprooting or changing the status, the chazaka. He's coming to allow her, his wife, to marry from another angle. He's not saying, I've got no children, I've got no brothers. No, he's accepting. He says, I've got brothers. But as far as the children are concerned, I've got children. So therefore, my wife does not need Yibum from that reason, from that angle. So he's not changing the status of being requiring Yibum to yes, requiring Yibum, to not requiring Yibum. No. And therefore, we believe him. But, says the Mishnah, yesh li achim, if a man says, I've got brothers, and therefore my wife needs Yibum, he wants to say that, ain't an amun. That is not believed. He's not believed to change her status of being a woman who does not need Yibum. And all of a sudden we find out, he says, oh, I've got brothers, and therefore my brothers have to give her Yibum or Chalitza. That he can't do, because that's changing a status from not requiring Yibum to yes, requiring Yibum. Hamakadish is Bito Istam. A person who was Makadish, his daughter, he's got several daughters, and he accepted money from some man, and for one of them, but he did not say for which daughter he intended to accept Kiddushin. Ein HaBoigris Bichlol. Says the Mishnah, the boigros, the adult daughters, the ones that are over 12 and a half, are not included in any question of being mukadashas. Why? Because since he doesn't have the jurisdiction over them to give kiddushin to them now and to make them mukadashas, so therefore we say that when he said daughter, he means daughters that are under the age of 12 and a half, that are in his jurisdiction. The Gemara says this is even in the case, this applies even in the case where he perhaps made his daughter that was over 12 and a half of a geras a shliach. He made her, appointed her as an agent to accept her kiddushin, and we still say that what the father meant was that she should mekabel kiddushin for one of the younger daughters and not for the daughter that is already a begeras. And what's the reason for this? The reason is because it's a mitzvah for a man, for a father, to accept kiddushin for a woman that's not yet a bogeres, for a daughter that's not yet 12 and a half, that's not yet a bogeres. And it's not a mitzvah to accept kiddushin for a daughter who's already bogeres. And therefore we say that a person would not ignore or neglect a mitzvah that he could do rather than doing a mitzvah that he's not obligated to do. And for that reason, we say that any of the girls who are boigeres, who are already over 12 and a half, they're not in the shayla, whatever. He did not mean the kiddushin at all. However, any of the girls that are ketanois or narois, all of them will be subject to this doubt that maybe he was mekabel kiddushin for them, for one of them, and therefore all of them have a problem about getting married now, because each one of them could have been the one that he accepted kiddushin for, and they will all require a get because of the suffix, each one of them. Mishnah Tes. Misha yesh lo shtei kitei bonos mishtei noshim. A man who has two groups of daughters, two sets of daughters from two wives. For example, he married one wife, then had a few daughters, then she died, and he married another woman, and he's got a new set of daughters, a younger set of daughters now. The Omar, and the father now said, this father who has two sets of daughters, said, Kiddashti es biti hagdola. I accepted kiddushin for my older daughter. But Eveni Odea, I do not know, im gedola shebegdolas, if I meant the oldest girl of all, that means the oldest of the first set of daughters. O gedola shebiktanos, or did I mean the older of the youngest set? O ktana shebagdolos, or did I mean the youngest of the older set, who is still older, shehi gedola min agdola shebiktanos, who still is older than the older of the younger set. So, Each one of these three girls could have been the one that's the gadol, and he doesn't know which one. And for that reason, kulon asuras. They're all forbidden to marry until they get a get. Each one will need a get. Chutz min haktanos shebektanos, except for the youngest of the youngest set. And that's because each one of them, other than the youngest of the young, is called a gadola, is older than someone who's younger than her. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is all the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, Machas inish nafshe l'sveka. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir holds that a person can put themselves into a state of sofik. And it's not totally out of the question that when the father said he was Mekadesh, the Gedola, the older one, it's possible that he meant any one of them, or each one of them, that are called anyone that you could call a Gedola. And it's not that he definitely meant the oldest one because he doesn't want to put himself in a sofik. No, Rabbi Meir says a person sometimes puts himself in a case of a sofik, and therefore they're all also except for the youngest of the young. The Gemara explains further that we're talking here about a case where in the second set of girls, that's the younger set, there were only two girls, the older one and the younger one. Because if there was a third, if there was a middle girl, then she would also be permitted, even according to Rabbi Meir. Why? Because a gedola can only be a gedola if it's greater in respect of the entire group. So, the oldest is certainly oldest of all the group. The middle one of the older one is still older than the bottom group, and certainly the youngest one. But if there are three in the younger set, then that middle girl is only a gedola in respect of the youngest, and that would not be a gedola, would not classify or be under the suffix of a gedola, even in the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Okay, so we're talking here about a case where the youngest set there were only a bechira and a tzira, one an older one and a younger one. This is all Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kulon Mutaros, he says no. He says that all the girls are permitted to marry. They're not under any suffix of being the one that their father was Mekadlish, okay, except a condition for Chutz min hagdola shebegdolos, except for the oldest of all the girls. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion Loi machos inish nafshel sveikin. That means a person does not put himself in a suffix. And if he says Gedola, if a father said Gedola, he would have meant something that there was no suffix about, namely the oldest of the oldest. Similarly, if the father said Kiddushti es biti haktana, I accepted kiddushin for my youngest daughter or younger daughter, ve'eini yodea, and we do not know. I don't know. The father says, imktana shebiktanas, did I mean the youngest of all, or ktana shebigdalos, or the youngest of the older set? A gedola shebiktanos, or the oldest of the younger set, who is still younger, shehi ketana min haktanos shebigdalos, who is still younger than the youngest of the older set. So, says the Mishnah, kulon asuras. They're all going to be prohibited to be married to anybody without getting a get first. They're all under the suffix that maybe the father meant them when he said ketana, the younger one. Chutz min hagdola shebigdalos, except for the oldest of all of the sets, Rav Meir holds once again that a person does sometimes put themselves in a state of a suffix, and they would express themselves in a way that could lead to doubt as what they mean, and therefore they're all under doubt. They're all under this suffix. Maybe he meant that one, and except for the oldest of the oldest. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kulon mutaris. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says they're all permitted. All the girls are permitted. Chutz min haktanos shebektanos. The only one who needs a get, or who is going to be the one that's going to be mekudeshes, is the one that's the youngest of all of the sets. Because we say that, again, the same logic, a father does not put himself in a state of a suffix. No, a person doesn't do that. And when he said the ktana, he meant the ktana shebektanos, the youngest of all, without any suffix. It's interesting that the Mishnah had to bring this machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yossi in both cases, the cases of a gedola and the ketana. The Gemara explains why. The Gemara says that in the case of the gedola, when a person says, I was mekadesh my my older daughter, it tells us the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi, that even though people like to call their daughter Gedola when there's someone younger than her, and it's nice, a person likes to do that, they call, oh, that's my older daughter, and still Rabbi Yossi says that when he says Gedola, he only meant the Gedola Shebegdolos, and he didn't mean the others. On the other hand, in the case of the Sefer, which is the case where he says, Kiddashtis biti haktana, I was Mekadesh my younger daughter, the Chiddush here is that of Rav Meir, that even though he said, biti haktana, my younger daughter, we don't say that he only meant the youngest of all, but it meant any daughter that possibly has that gedolah man, or someone that's older than her still.